Hello and welcome to the Friday, May 10th, 2013 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The big news today is that there is another Saturday vulnerability that is being exploited against Adobe's Cold Fusion. Now, we haven't really paid a lot of attention to Adobe's server product. All is about the client products like the PDF reader and Flash usually. But in particular earlier this year, we had another Cold Fusion vulnerability that was used in a number of high profile exploits. So if you are running Cold Fusion, certainly something to pay attention to. One thing you should do right now is review the lockdown guide that Adobe publishes for Cold Fusion. There is one available for Cold Fusion 9 and another one is available for Cold Fusion 10. So take a look at that guide and see if you can tighten down your configuration of Cold Fusion a little bit more. This latest vulnerability allows the retrieval of protected files from the server. So here an attacker could potentially get configuration files, source code, and with that passwords, for example, in order to further compromise the site. And while we're talking about Adobe, Adobe also released the pre-notification for next patch Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, May 14th, and you will see patches for Adobe Reader and Acrobat. So no Flash patches this time. And it looks like the Cold Fusion patch will have to wait as well. And Microsoft also just released its pre-release for next week's patch Tuesday. We should be expecting a total of 10 bulletins, two of which are critical, the remainder important. It looks like we will get a patch for the Internet Explorer 8 flaw. There are two bulletins, both critical for Internet Explorer. The second bulletin only affects Internet Explorer 8 and is critical for Windows XP. So I expect that bulletin to fix the Saturday vulnerability. And The Onion, of all places, published a real nice step-by-step recap on how its Twitter account got hacked. I think it's really a worthwhile read. Starts out all with an simple phishing email. That phishing email came from an outside account, was directed at a number of staff members. Only a couple clicked and lost their Gmail passwords. Now, then the attacker used access to this Google Mail account to send now more credible emails using this Google Mail account as a from address, which in the end allowed them to gain access to the Twitter account because of shared passwords. So really here are two kind of vulnerabilities, both of which are really more human vulnerability. First, clicking on links and entering your password. The URL actually looked a little bit like Google. So far, that's how this sometimes happens. Secondly, sharing passwords. That's of course always a big no-no, but still keeps happening and is really hard to avoid. One of the lessons learned they're publishing that I haven't really seen mentioned so much before was the ability to reach your staff out of band without the use of email in order to inform them about a security incident like this. What they mention is that one of the problems is once some email accounts are compromised, you never know if you cleaned up all of them and if the attacker is able to still listen in. And one authentication scheme, of course, that is quite prominent in social media accounts is OAuth. There is yet another paper, and I think it's really good in how cross-site request forging can be used to abuse bad OAuth implementations. I'll link to the article in the show notes if you are thinking about implementing OAuth, yet something else to put on your reading list and really understand how to protect OAuth authentication. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.